was the first single from Florida Georgia Line's debut album, Here's to the Good Times. The album topped the Billboard Magazine Country Chart. Last month, Cruz set a record on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart by spending a 12th week at number one, longer than any other duo in the 69-year history of that list. The track sold nearly 4.3 million copies to become the best-selling tune by a country duo in the era of digital singles. Florida Georgia Line is 27-year-old Brian Kelly from Ormond Beach, Florida, and 26-year-old Tyler Hubbard from Monroe, Georgia. They met while attending Nashville's Belmont University. Following graduation, Kelly and Hubbard packed a car and traveled the United States playing their music anywhere they were hired. Florida Georgia Line eventually caught the attention of record companies, and last year they signed with Big Machine Records' Republic Nashville label. The second big hit from Here's to the Good Times was Get Your Shine On. The duo's Brian Kelly describes the songwriting session for the recent number one country airplay track.
That was one of my personal favorite days of writing that we've ever had. We wrote it about a year ago, right before the Big Loud Shirt Christmas party, and Tyler came in with that hook, Get Your Shine On, and he threw that out, and us and Chris Tompkins, Rodney Clausen, we were off to the races. I mean, I think we wrote it like an hour and a half, and it's one of those songs, I mean, just like Cruz, I mean, that came together really quick, and every songwriter will tell you it doesn't always happen like that. You really got to count your lucky stars and thank the songwriting God when it does happen quick.
Straw beer shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips, eyes sparkle when she smiles, shine down on the radio dial. Homemade jar of lemon drop, take a sip, don't stop, girl, you know I.
The success of Florida Georgia Line's first two hits brought the duo two Academy of Country Music Awards for Best New Artist and Best New Country Duo. Florida Georgia Line will spend much of 2013 performing concerts throughout the United States. In addition to appearances at summer festivals and local fairs, the duo has secured high-profile opening slots on Taylor Swift and Luke Bryan's North American tours. Tyler Hubbard describes the appreciation Florida Georgia Line has for its fans.
I can relate to them, and it means a lot to us that they want to take that hard-earned money. Whatever they do, I mean, we've both had jobs where, you know, a dollar goes a long way, and, you know, we might have been making $8 or $9 an hour doing some really bad job that we hated, you know, and so money's still sparse and we still try to stretch it, but it's cool to have fans spend money on a ticket or spend money on a CD or buy a t-shirt when you know $15 could be two meals. And it just goes to show how passionate our fans are and how much they believe in us, and, you know, the support goes such a long way and we never take that for granted.
Later this year, Florida Georgia Line will return to the recording studio to work on its second album. In the meantime, the duo is watching the third single from Here's to the Good Times climb the popularity charts. Here's Florida Georgia Line with Round Here. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Hammering.